What I know for sure is that aligning the body's rhythms leads to miracles. I learned this from a man named Fred. And Fred had cystic fibric lung disease, a disease where his lungs fills up with scar tissue and he dies. He was at death's door when I met him. I went to do healing in a small Minnesota town, and in that town, I found out that Fred was at death's door, and his many children and his many brothers and sisters were at his home because doctors had said he had less than 24 hours to live. He was on 10 liters of oxygen and not breathing well. What I did is I went in and I created a harmony in the rhythms of his body, which I do every time I begin a three-heart balancing healing. The rhythms in our body include our beating heart, our lungs, our peristaltic rhythm, which is the rhythm where we take food in and we swallow it and it goes down and out the other end. That includes our cranial sacral rhythm, which is the rhythm of our brain and our spinal fluid, and other rhythms. And when he became in balance, I felt a sharp pain in my shoulder, and I asked him what was wrong with his shoulder, because I believed my body was being a resonance instrument recording his pain. He said his shoulder had bothered him for years, and so I worked on his shoulder to relieve that pain, and then his body dismissed me. I was surprised, because dismissal for me means that the person is not in immediate danger of dying. So I asked Fred if I could come back in a week and work on him. He said yes. That was early June. I was coming to that small town every week, one day a week, and because of the seriousness of Fred's disease, my belief was that I could not ultimately cure him. Fred did die the following January. In August, I was due to go to that small town, and Fred's wife, Betty, called me early in the morning asking if I could come sooner. I wanted to come. However, we were closing on our house, so I needed to delay. She said Fred was again at death's door. He had a serious lung infection open up. His temperature was extremely high, and he was very short of breath. When I had first met him, he was on 10 liters of oxygen, and so the infection meant he was receiving almost no oxygen. When I got to the house at 1 in the afternoon, the families were gathered again, his immediate family and his brothers and sisters. Everybody was praying, and when we were done praying, everybody kind of scattered, with some of his children staying in the bedroom. He was lying in a bed. He was blind because he did not have enough oxygen to see. He had very, very low blood pressure. His heart was racing at many two beats a minute. I don't know what it was exactly. So looking at his body rhythms, his lungs are impaired. His heart is not in alignment. Of course, a peristaltic rhythm, he's not eating, and it's hard to access that. The one rhythm I could access was his cranial sacral rhythm, the rhythm that goes from the brain all the way down the spinal cord. So I stood at the end of the bed, and I picked up his ankles, and I stood with my feet about shoulder length apart, and I rocked backward. And then I came forward and let his body pull me forward. So I began rocking him. And when I did that, you could see his head and chin moving. So when I pulled his feet, it's like I moved his whole spine up and down. I turned around and looked at everybody in the room. There were three people, and I asked one of his children, "Would you help me?" His daughter Shirley said she would. So I taught her how to pull on Fred's ankles. It was very simple. It took less than 3 minutes, and she began pulling on his ankles. And then I crawled next to Fred in the big double bed, and I put one hand on his sternum, that's the breastbone that leads into the lungs, and put my other hand on my navel. And I just held that for 45 minutes. And during that 45 minutes, I could feel heat coming from his lungs, and at one point I even felt feverish. I knew I was pulling the infection out of his lungs. After 45 minutes, he dismissed me. I was shocked. And it was like a Hollywood movie, kind of on cue. The hospice nurse came in and took his vital signs, and they were all normal. He had regained his sight because now he had enough oxygen. He welcomed his wife in. They hugged. Everybody seemed happy. And I have to admit that I was shocked and almost angry that God had put these people through all this trauma. I know that we always say that we want a miracle. And I think we humans, when we do receive one, have mixed feelings. I think we're used to not that instant healing anyway. And so I went to the next room and worked on other members of the family. And I don't think we praised God outwardly. I don't remember anyone saying that was swell to me or thank you. However, when Fred died, I remember his children coming up to me and thanking me so much for helping his life to be longer than they expected. He and his wife had been married many years, and his two youngest children had dressed up in their wedding garments and reenacted the wedding ceremony at the couple's anniversary. They had spent Christmas together and Thanksgiving together. And I had been working on him every week, so he remained functional and cognitive and somewhat comfortable. And we were all grateful. And I was very grateful to help. So the pulling on the legs is something I teach in one of my classes, and is very important energy first aid for people who had their rhythms compromised, because it's so nice to find a way to align a person's bodily rhythms so that they're in sync. And when the heartbeat and the breathing are out of whack, there's always the spinal cord rhythm as a backup. I suggest you may try that. And I'm happy to have you email me or let me talk you through it more. So, I guess right now I'll say praise God for Fred's healing.